Hi guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast, the Do It Right Podcast. Karina here with my fellow co-hosts.
Hi, it's Seth.
It's Jake.
Hi, Rabia.
Hi, it's Noor.
And we are here for our final episode. Today we have an amazing episode planned for you guys. We're going to be doing a reflection episode of the whole past year. We have special guests, different first years, second years, and one very special third year. So without further ado, let's go on with the episode.
And today, to start off our reflection podcast, I have a couple first years with me. If you three will just introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and your names.
Hey, I'm Sunny Nara. I'm from Indiana.
My name is Niraj. I'm from Toronto.
And I'm Andrew from Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. Well, we are so happy to have you three here with me today. So I want to start off asking, what has been your best memory from this past year as first years?
I guess I'll go first. I'd say one of my favorite memories are just getting grouped together, either going out and having like a barbecue or like meeting at somebody's house, and just when a lot of the classmates just like come together and it's an impromptu thing. So just hanging out, like playing volleyball or playing spike ball, and just doing activities together.
Mine might be a little bit controversial, but I actually really enjoyed like those late night study sessions where we are putting down one or two Celsiuses and we're together, we're trying to figure out like what to study on the exam, and nobody has had any sleep. So sharing that with your friends a few times through the semester, I enjoyed that a lot, actually. Not in the moment, but afterwards, I look back on it, it was really fun.
Right, you'll definitely have those memories with you forever, something you'll never forget.
Yeah, and to add to that, I would make my answer a combination of both what Sunny and Rod said. We're obviously here to do something very difficult, so it's nice to do it as a group, tackling all of these different assignments and tests. So, yeah, having good friends to do it has helped a lot.
That's awesome. Love to hear all of that. So I wanted to ask, coming into medical school, some people already know what they want to specialize in. Some people come in with a complete open mind. Just wanted to hear y'all's take on that. If you knew what you wanted to do coming in, if you had no idea, or if that has changed at all over this past year.
I'm definitely on the open mind category because I've done a lot of shadowing. I did vascular surgery, anesthesiology, pulmonology, and like various other fields, and I enjoyed all of them. So I'm just keeping an open mind until rotations and where I want to finalize what I want to do.
I think it's not a bad idea to want to do something specific, but I think it's you should try to do both, because you won't know exactly if you like it until you actually do it. So I see no issue with it. I think it's better to be open-minded, though. Like me coming in, I really wanted to do hematology. I wanted to be an oncologist. And then first day I got here, I was like, I don't want to do hematology anymore. I was looking into internal medicine, family medicine, anesthesia, and I'm still kind of moving back and forth with that. But from someone who wanted to do something specific to kind of being more open-minded, I think it's totally fine, either or.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah, I was definitely in the category of having no clue what I wanted to do, and I'd still probably find myself in that category. But with the different clubs and interest groups, I've gotten exposure to a lot of things, so hopefully going to narrow it down here soon.
Gotcha. Well, guys, so coming into medical school, this is obviously something that none of us have ever experienced before. So now that you are 1 year into it, looking back, what has been your biggest misconception about medical school, like before you started? And how has that changed?
One thing that I thought med school would be like is the moment you start and finish, you would have no time to do anything. You would have no time to go out, have your hobbies, exercise, or even like have a minute to breathe. I think that's a huge misconception. We definitely have like a wide range of students who spend a lot of time just in the books, others who have a lot of hobbies. So I think one thing that people should be mindful of is that you can, if you have hobbies, if you like to do things, keep doing them. There's totally time to do all that. It's not always studying. It's not always a grind. You can definitely take time to do other things.
That's really good advice, especially, I mean, we all have to keep our sanity some way after looking in a textbook and at a screen all day.
Yeah, I think Niraj hit the nail on the head with that one. I was told, or I thought whenever I came to medical school, I had to kind of put life on pause. And especially being in my 20s, that was kind of something that was scary and something I didn't look forward to. And I even had mentors that strongly encouraged gap years to kind of see what the world had to offer. But I would say from our experience, we've been able to do what we need to do over here in med school, but still enjoy the beauty of life outside of school.
Gotcha. Well, that all sounds great. So I have one final question for you all today. What is one piece of advice that you would give to any new entering medical student?
No, I think like what Neeraj and Andrew were saying on the last one definitely applies here also. Keep your hobbies, keep the things that you like to do outside of studying. You're definitely going to be studying a lot, and you're definitely going to be studying with friends a lot in group studies and such. But you know, keep work and play like separate. Definitely keep, save some time to relax, wind down, either during the day or at the end of the week. I think that's really important.
I have 2 points. One for the overachievers who are very used to doing well, like more often than not. It's okay if you don't do well right away. It's okay if you're not number one, number two, or even still getting those same grades. It's totally fine. Just don't be caught up in it, because life moves on. You will move on. You will become a doctor. Nope, your patient's not going to ask you what you got on your second neuro exam and you told them you failed and you had to retest it. They're not going to ask you. So try not to get too obsessed. And for the underachievers, it's also okay to not do as well, but just don't stop trying. Just always try to do better. There's so much room for growth, especially for if someone who's not used to doing well. There's so much room for growth. So be okay with being uncomfortable and wanting to do better. Just try.
Yeah, I was once told that the enemy of joy is comparison. And so I would definitely say to focus in on that and focus in on yourself, because if you do compare yourself to others, it can get tiring, because people are always going to be awake and always studying. So focus on yourself and you can see all the growth that you have while you're in medical school.
Well, that is all great advice, guys. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here with us on this reflection episode today. We all greatly appreciate it and wish you all luck in your second year.
I'm here with a group of second year medical students. If you could go ahead and introduce yourselves for me.
Hi, I'm Andrea. I'm from Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Regine. I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Hello, I'm Jasmine. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. Thank y'all so much for being here. So first question I have for y'all. What did you learn about yourself this year outside of academics? It can be, you know, last year as well, in the past 2 years as medical students.
That is such a great question. I will say that I learned resilience this year. I'll say that for sure. First year was definitely had its trials and tribulations, but this year definitely kicked it up in a specific way. And I actually did better mentally as well than I thought with the workload we had. So resilience is my answer.
That's great.
For me, I think I learned that grace is not just for others, that I too can give myself grace. And so I've been implementing that not only in academics, but also in my personal life. And so, yeah.
I love that.
I think this year I learned to not be so dead set in ideals. I pushed myself to do different things, pick up different studying techniques, and just was kind of malleable this year, which I think served well in the long run.
Yeah, I think those are all amazing things that you can keep carrying on, you know, throughout third, fourth year and your career as a doctor. So that's great. And then, you know, as almost third years, was there a moment in the past year when you finally felt like, oh, I'm really about to be a future doctor? And what was that moment?
Well, I guess for me, I have those thoughts after an exam when I go back and review, I'm like, wow, I really didn't know that, and I'm gonna be able to help a patient one day. That's like my thought process when I get a really good review in after an exam. Even though stuff I get wrong, though, I'm like, okay, I won't get it wrong in the future when it comes to my patients, so that helps remind me of that. So that's all for me.
I think for me, kind of coincidental, it happened when I started watching this new show called The Pit, and when I saw a representation of residents, fourth years, third year medical students, and I saw like an actual third year in medicine implementing what I know now, like from learning in class, I was like, whoa, that's gonna be me in X amount of months. And it's like, wow, I'm actually gonna get to apply the things I've learned and actually be in that type of setting and, you know, be a student doctor and implement everything I've ever learned throughout these past 2 years. So I think for me, that's when I was like, oh, that's gonna be me in a couple months.
Yeah. I second that actually too. I love shows that they help me with that too.
Yes, so the exams, The Pit for sure. And I also think after we had our sensitive exam lab here, that was really the lab where I was like, yes, I could see anything, anywhere, and have to really know how to speak to people about sensitive anatomy. Mm-hmm. And putting hands on and actually doing it and having like the courage to do it. And I felt like natural after, and it felt like it went well. So that too.
Yeah, those were great answers. And I think, you know, especially thinking of the sensitive exams that it felt like we were just kind of thrown into. But after or during third year, I think it'll be even more real when we get the opportunity to do all these different kinds of procedures, you know, with guidance, of course. But we're like, wow, we're really implementing what we're learning finally, you know. Now that our exams are super cumulative, I feel like that also makes it very real.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you balance school and your personal life, or what did you find most difficult about it? This would be great advice for, you know, first years or future medical students.
Well, I don't have one, but that's just me personally.
Yes, you do.
I do like to read books. I like to watch shows and hang out with my friends when I can. Those are the things that I do in the time permitted that I allow.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I just kind of learned how to multitask, considering I felt like there was a lot less time this year compared to first year. So it's like, if I'm studying, well, let me go study with my friends, or let me go study with my partner. Like, let me implement the things I have to do in the schedule already with somebody else so I can spend that time and get the things done. Mm-hmm. I also, which I don't recommend, if I want to watch a TV show, I just have this playing in the background and I might be skimming through some Anki to go ahead and get both those fixes done both at the same time. Might not work for everybody, but that's just something I do.
It's a risky one.
Risky. I guess for me, probably tying into what I said about giving yourself grace, like my goal this, at least this semester, was to come out the gate running. So I was very stringent in my day-to-day schedule. I'm one of those people that like the Sunday before I'm planning out my week to try to make sure that I hit everything. I have Excel spreadsheet with everything I want to touch on kind of thing. But just obviously you never know what comes up in the week. So that's why I say giving yourself grace. Like if you don't make get to something, at least you tried kind of thing. Now it can't be a habit, but at least you tried and you just give yourself grace to just bounce back the next day. Also in terms of just balance with not just academics, your personal life, I think it's really important to have a friend group that is not just an academic friend group. You need to have people that you can actually hang out with and y'all are not discussing school. And I think that's a very valuable thing to have in med school. So y'all can go like to dinners and have fun events and do stuff, go out of town with each other and stuff like that. That releases some steam that you might have in regards to like school. And then finally, I'll just say like, you know, school is hard regardless of what you do. So taking joy, don't lose your hobbies. Take joy in the stuff that you like to do, because if you lose your hobbies, that's what makes life more stressful, because you're now just only focused on one thing. So you need to take time. It's self-care, really. You need to take time and do your hobbies. Like I like to read, just like Jean, Andy too, she likes to read. We all like to read up in this friend group. And then watching TV, I'm an anime watcher. I love anime. I watch that all the time. And also I love learning languages. So I have a tutor that I've kept up with during med school. So I make sure to do that. So just whatever your hobby is, continue to do it. Otherwise, you'll be more stressed out. Like you'll think like, oh, I don't have time to do my hobby. You do.
you do if you don't want your mental health to decline. So that's my advice.
Yeah, y'all gave some great advice. I think it's easy to forget that we also matter and our mental health and happiness and well-being matter. So thank y'all. And that's it. It's been great having y'all. Thank you.
Thank y'all. We're glad to be here.
Hi, guys. It's Seth again. I have some second years here. First, I'd like to get them introduced.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm from Philly, PA.
Hi, I'm Caroline. I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Great. We're glad to have you guys today. Your first question is going to be, how would you describe this last year with one single word? Tough, huh?
I'm going to go with chaos.
Why would you say chaos?
I just feel like every day is like its own year. Like the days are long, the weeks are short, the years are short. So it's gone by really fast. It's just every day feels like its own lifetime.
I definitely agree. What about you, Caroline?
Educational. It's been educational not only because we're finally learning all of the really cool things that we're here to do, but also this year has been full of a lot of really tough life lessons. So we've had a lot of education on multiple fronts.
Yes, I really like that. And that brings me to my next question. What are you most excited about for next year? Another tough one, huh? Whether it's your hub site or the specialty you get to rotate in.
I'm really excited to get out of Hattiesburg for a little bit, but also I'm starting a national position with COSGP next year. So I'm really excited to do all of those big opportunities and get to help schools all across the country.
Yes, that's really cool. We like when students get involved in national leadership. That's amazing. What about you, Emily?
I'm really excited. I just got elected for class council secretary, so that'll be fun for next year. And I'm excited. I'm moving to Oxford with my friend Karina. So I'm excited to live in a college town and get that experience. So it'll be fun. I love Hattiesburg, but it'll be nice. It'll be a nice change.
So between the educational chaos between the both of you, what would you say is one thing you had to develop, like a skill, whether it was studying, your interpersonal skills? What's one thing you had to develop this year to get through the year?
I think in ways I just had to compartmentalize. Like, I just, a lot of different things happened in, like, my personal life. Like, I got my gallbladder out and I was back in school the next day. So, and I was studied the rest of the day afterwards. So I just had to have parts of my life and then be like, all right, got to get back to studying. So that, I think, is what this year taught me.
Yeah, that's amazing. It definitely can be tough dealing with life and medical school at the same time. What about you, Caroline?
I think the toughest skill I had to learn this year was, like, how to communicate better. Not only, like, communicate better within, like, my leadership position within the school, but also, like, communicate my needs better to, like, my friends and, like, the people around me so I could better, like, set my boundaries and, you know, find the correct timing and everything with school and, like, family and everything. So it's just a lot of over-communicating everything.
Yeah, so I get definitely being in leadership, and both between the two of you, it seems like you get a lot done. But I want to move on to more rapid-fire questions. The first being, what's the most overused word you've heard this year? We've all heard a lot of things come up a lot of different times and a lot of different perspectives. What have you heard the most, or what's one thing that just stood out to you?
High yield. I hate the term high yield. I can't wait to never have to hear it again. Just study everything. Like, I can't wait for high yield to be done.
High yield is hilarious. Definitely considering we're taking boards, high yield is all we hear. And now I'm interested to see, Caroline, what's yours?
Oh, this won't be on the exam. It's always on the exam.
Yeah, so, and I think both of you bring a very valid point saying high yield, because high yield and it all being on the exam and trying to exclude things is never a good idea, especially when you have time to study. So I like that you both support the idea of just learning the material in whole, and then you'll be prepared for anything. So the next, I have a very interesting question that's always interesting to get from medical students. What is it, coffee or energy drinks for you two? Or is there something else you have in mind?
I was coffee going into med school, and then I don't know, I became an energy drink girly because energy drinks I feel like are on any time of day drink, but coffee's got to be in the morning, so I've just converted to energy drinks because it's more convenient.
Got you. Any brand you like?
Celsius, duh.
Oh, all right. Medical school favorite. What about you, Caroline?
I'm also a Celsius energy drink girly. Those Celsius drink packets, life-changing.
Oh, really? Celsius for the win here. I used to be a Red Bull guy myself, but, you know, now I've kind of moved over to the coffee side of things. Next, what's the most underrated survival snack? Something you just got to have, something that gives you that boost of dopamine to get through the rest of your study session.
I feel like fruit snacks have, like, supported me through second year, so probably fruit snacks.
I like it.
I'm stuck between popcorn and pretzels.
Oh, that's such a hard choice. I love pretzels myself, but popcorn does come close. Lastly, most random place you studied this year?
I don't know. I tried to bring my laptop to get my gallbladder out, and Karina said no. So I tried to study before.
So I think studying before surgery is a really crazy place to study. What about you,
Karina,
Caroline?
Karina studied while I got my gallbladder out.
Oh, really, Karina? All right.
Craziest place was the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas airport.
Well, that is, airports can also be really tricky because they're super noisy. But we really appreciated having you on the podcast today. We learned a lot about you all, and thanks for doing it right.
Hi guys, it's Noor. I'm here with a couple of second years. Can you guys please go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, this is Sneha. I'm from India.
Hey, this is Barani. I'm from Warren Robins, Georgia.
Hey, this is Nikki. I'm from DC.
Thank you so much for joining us today, guys. I'm going to ask you a couple of reflection questions so you can reflect on this past year. The first question is, how would you describe this last year with one word?
Crazy.
That's a good one.
I would have to say enthralling.
Enthralling.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. My word is not as good. I was going to say busy.
Okay, that's a good one. This year has been very busy, very chaotic. Mm-hmm. What is one piece of advice you would give to yourself or to someone who is about to start second year?
Just believe in yourself that you're capable of handling it all and take one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I would have to say make sure to take time for yourself to have a little bit more fun because you can have it in second year.
Yeah, I would agree with both of what they said. Also, just be like a little discerning about like who you listen to and where you get advice from. I think in second year, more than first, you get a lot of advice and like recommendations and things thrown at you. And just being like listen to yourself, trust the process. And I think you'll be fine. So just be careful with what you listen to and what advice you take, and you'll do well.
Yeah, that's really good. I really like those responses. Those are all very honest, very true. How did your view of medicine change after this year?
I think it made us realize that, in a way, we have to put ourselves first because the only way we'll be able to take care of patients, whether it was sim lab stuff or volunteering, that in order to be able to give your best to people, you need to have your full nights of sleep and feel good about yourself and be in the right headspace.
Yeah. That's a really good one. I agree.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. To build off of that, I would say that we learned so much this year that makes me think, oh my gosh, we still have so much more to learn. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, we have to get ready by sleeping and taking care of your mental health in order to learn that much.
Yeah.
So,
and remember it. Mm-hmm. And retain it. Yeah.
Yeah. And regurgitate it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it, for me personally, it just made me like realize that there's a lot of like, there's like humans are the people who are in medicine. Like every doctor you see, any impressive person you're like, you look up to or like idolize or anything like that, like they were in the same position that we were in. They were making the same choices. They were studying the same things. And like, I think it just put a little bit more of a kind of practical view of medicine that, you know, if you will keep learning, you keep trying, you'll forget things like they said, you'll remember things. But if you kind of just keep going, you can be in the same position. And I think that that is really like something in second year that was really solidified for me. And I think it's like encouraging as you kind of go on through this process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's really beautiful. We are all human and we're all just trying our best and that's all we can do. So we're gonna move on to some rapid fire questions. So please try to answer these as quick as possible. Be honest in your answers. Are you a coffee or energy drinker?
Coffee, all the way.
Okay, do you have a favorite coffee spot?
Gren.
Oh, that's a good one. Ronnie?
Black coffee all the way.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Where?
My Keurig at home.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Affordable. Affordable. Nice. Nikki?
Not at home and not coffee matcha. Yes. With oat milk.
Yes. all-nighter or early bird?
Mix of both. So stay up till late, but not an all-nighter. Learned it the hard way. That does not work.
I definitely am an early bird. I got to get that worm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I've never pulled an all-nighter. You don't have to pull an all-nighter. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, straight up. If you're listening to this podcast,
you do not need to.
Do not pull an all-nighter.
It's going to do more harm than good.
Yeah, get your sleep. Honestly, I don't even get up that early. I'm kind of lazy, but if I'd have to choose early bird, maybe.
Okay, scrubs or business casual?
Scrubs.
Scrubs all the way.
Right, scrubs all the way.
What is your biggest procrastination habit?
I don't know. Rapid scrolling fire. On Instagram, yeah. YouTube,
TikTok.
The usual.
Yeah, YouTube Shorts. Because I deleted my Instagram right now, so I'm bored. So.
Honestly, short videos, like in any form.
Yeah, short. Short form content.
And what is your favorite OPP technique?
Suboccipital inhibition.
We love that one.
Yes.
I think it has to be what my last CSA, what I got, was supine thoracic HPLA. Oh. Yeah, I didn't have to, I just put them into position. They popped. So that's my favorite, yeah. That's how good I am.
That's my least favorite. Nikki?
Cervical muscle energy. That was like the only CSA I came out feeling confident after how many of them? Like 9, 18.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, guys. Thank you for answering all of our questions, and thank you to everyone listening.
Hello, this is Verbia from the podcast team. On next, we have a William Carey third year student joining us. Kriya, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Krithika Kriya Garash. I'm a third year William Carey student.
So I met Kriya at a Pure Bar class, and she was so gravitating, sweet, and so welcoming. She gave me so many tips and tricks for second year and med school and just beyond. And I thought she would be such an amazing student for us to hear more about. So where are you doing your rotations right now?
I'm currently doing my rotations in the Pine Belt Hub site.
Okay, so what has been a highlight of this year for you?
Oof, I guess just getting out of the classroom and actually being in the real world. We do a lot of simulations with standardized patients, but it is a lot different when you're in the real world and you're talking to people actually going through certain pathophysiologies and certain diseases. So I feel like that's been the most fun time.
So you enjoyed being a lot more hands-on and interacting with patients and your preceptors.
Absolutely. I feel like that's why we all went into medicine, is to do the hands-on approach and talk to people and help people. And being a small part of that as a third-year medical student has been very eye-opening and rewarding, trying to just be with, help these people in any way that you can in the little capacity that you have.
Sure. And as a second year hearing this, like, this makes me so excited about third year, about being able to see patients. So what recommendations do you have for second years going on to third year?
My biggest recommendation is to go into every single rotation with an open mind. You might know what you want to do, but that might completely change when you're in third year, and you won't know that unless you go into it with a completely open mind. For example, I did not think I would enjoy OB-GYN or surgery. Literally went into third year, was like, those are the two specialties I will not love. And those ended up being my favorite two rotations. So definitely just go into it with an open mind. For like an advice for second to third years. And as well, just be prepared. Your preceptors don't expect you to know everything. They know that you're a student, so don't be too hard on yourself. If you don't know the answers, it is okay to say, I do not know. And most of the time, that is the right answer to give. But make sure you read up on whatever you don't know and go the next day to show initiative that you have read up on it, that you are serious about the rotation. And be proactive, ask questions, and do whatever you can to help your preceptors or other residents if you do work with them.
And third year must have been a really hectic year, and like doing rotations, the hours for that, having to study for board, or having to study for exams when you came back home. So how did you keep yourself sane during third year?
So you're definitely right. Third year is a different ballgame than first and second year. You are outside in the real world, out of the classroom, and you're working like a full-time resident would, or like an attending would. So you are doing your 8 to 5 and you're with patients all day, and you do have to come back home and study for your exams. So like you said, being sane is really important, and my version of being sane is to make sure that I have food cooked, so I'm not worrying about meals and going out and eating food, and then also working out. Like, me and Rabia met at Pure Bar, and Pure Bar has been my outlet through and through. So just find yourself an outlet. And if that means going out with your friends over the weekends, getting together, studying for exams, just make sure you have a community that you can have as an outlet outside of medicine, which is a huge recommendation I would have for third year. Just don't try to dwell too much into the medicine. Like, make sure you have something outside of it that you can look forward to.
And going along the lines of having a community, having that support, you know, I think we all go through like imposter syndrome in med school and throughout the entire journey, like before med school, am I going to get in med school, you know? So how did you deal with that?
So I will say imposter syndrome third year is insane, because you are with people that know leaps and bounds more than you do. You think you're going into it and you understand everything there is to understand about heart failure, and then they ask you a question and you have no idea what in the world is going on. And that is okay to happen. You're a student, you're still learning, you still have residency as your next stepping stone before you're an attending, and years of experience under your belt that you need to have before you will know everything. Know that your classmates are in the exact same position that you are. Whether they express it to you or they don't, you are all in the same boat. I was in your same boat that you're gonna be in next year, so people are with you along the same, like they're in the same journey with you. So don't really doubt yourself to be like, oh, do I not know enough? Because matter of the fact, you do not know enough, but you will learn. And make sure you take your notes, you read up on stuff, and that's how you're gonna be learning. Ask your attendings questions, they're here to help you. Ask the nurses questions, they're gonna help you. They're gonna be your best friends on rotations. I know that's what all your CPC faculty have told you, and that is true. Your nurses are your best friends. So imposter syndrome comes and goes, and it comes and goes in every stage of your life. Your preceptors will have imposter syndrome and doubt themselves in ways, but you just need to know that you are capable, you are there for a reason, and that you're going to get better. And if you don't know something in that moment, read up on it and learn about it and ask questions. And just, like I said, just know that everybody is in the same position that you are in. All your classmates are, and people that have come before you have been exactly where you are. So you don't need to doubt your abilities on if you can do this or not. So that's my little tidbit.
Yes, very powerful. Thank you so much. So today you're officially done with third year.
Woo-hoo!
Amazing.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what are your plans for fourth year? What are your plans for this summer? Or will you be in the area?
So I will not be in the area. I am leaving Mississippi behind. I'm actually going back home to California on Friday. And then it's board studying time, so gotta take your level twos. And then I'll be doing my audition rotations after that and applying for applications, which is insane. And then hopefully match in within like less than a year. So yeah, so that's my plans. I don't really have summer plans other than studying for boards, unfortunately, but.
How is the process of getting your audition rotations?
So that process is tricky for sure. My biggest recommendation is to be proactive. So if you are thinking about a specialty, which you might have fell in love with, or you're even considering a different specialty that you might enjoy, make sure you reach out to the program coordinators ahead of time. My recommendation is doing it around January, February time. VSLO doesn't open up yet. For anyone that doesn't know what VSLO is, that's where you apply to get audition rotations. Reach out to your program coordinators, introduce yourself, make sure that they know who you are. Ask them when VSLO opens up. If you have any other questions that you have, just reach out to them on email. They'll get back to you. Sometimes they don't because their emails are flooded. But be proactive. Start making your Excel spreadsheets ahead of time. Look into the osteopathic-friendly programs in the specialty that you're looking into or in a region that you're interested in, and apply ahead of time. have all your documents ready. So like your transcripts, make sure all those are ready. The school will help you with getting all that documents, but sometimes programs need letters of intent or personal statements. So like start pre-writing those ahead of time. So when it is time to apply, everything is ready to go. As soon as it opens, your application will be the first one in, and most of the programs look at it first come, first serve basis. So the earlier you are, the better your chances are. Network, talk to people that have been in the program or like have done residencies in the programs that you know of. Make those connections ahead of time. If you have opportunities to attend conferences in the specialty that you're interested in, talk to residents, talk to program directors. Just make yourself known in order to get audition rotations, and definitely try to do audition rotations that you're, especially in the programs that you really want to be at, in regions that you really want to be at. So that's, I guess, my biggest recommendation going into that process is be proactive. No one will do the work for you, and it will be a lot easier if you do the baseline work before everything starts up.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Kriya. I mean, your words and advice have really resonated with me throughout second year, and I know that our audience definitely enjoyed our conversation today. So thank you so much, and all the best to you for fourth year.
Thank you. You are welcome.
Hello, this is Rabia from the podcast team. So now we're going to have some first years joining us today, and we're going to do some rapid fire questions. But before we do that, do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Zina.
Hi, I'm Kavisha.
Hey, I'm Zahir.
Hi, I'm Ramsha.
All right, let's get started. Okay, are you guys an all-nighter or an early bird?
Early bird.
Early bird.
Late-nighter.
Both.
And let me just preface that you can't change your answers and you can't over-explain your answer either, okay? What's your favorite anatomy structure to study?
I enjoyed the heart.
I would also say the heart.
Honestly, the whole GI system.
Abdomen.
What is one word to describe finals week?
Overwhelming.
Crying.
Humbling.
Scrubs or business casual?
Scrubs all the way.
Scrubs.
Scrubs for sure.
Scrubs.
What's your biggest procrastination habit?
Stress cooking and baking?
Just yapping to people. Like, for real.
TikTok doom scrolling.
I think Insta Reels. I deleted TikTok.
Group study or solo study?
Solo study. It started off with group studying, but now it's cramming time, so.
Yeah, I would also say solo.
1 to 2 people extra max. Enough to like not yap, but enough to stay focused.
Group studying, yeah.
Flashcards or handwritten notes?
Anki.
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 Most overused medical term you heard this year? This might be a tricky one.
Memorize it.
High yield.
Don't memorize it.
Understand it.
Most underrated survival snack?
Pickles.
I really like dates.
Gatorade.
The applesauce packets from Sam's Club.
The squeeze ones?
Yeah.
Those are good. Those are pretty good.
Really good.
What's your go-to study playlist vibe?
Lo-fi girl.
Lo-fi versions of like popular songs.
I like Disney instrumental.
This is so hard. Oh my goodness. Brown noise.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Best place on campus to cry.
The bathroom.
Anatomy lab.
I don't cry, so I don't know.
Second floor bathroom, comm 2.
That's so good.
<disgusting. laughs> Morning exams or afternoon exams?
Morning exams.
Morning exams, but just not 8 a.m., so like 10 a.m.
I would agree.
No, afternoon exams, like that 1 p.m., that neuro stuff, that is the stuff, yeah.
10 a.m. morning exams.
Most random place you've studied?
Walmart in the tire, the auto area. I had to get my tires changed. And I was there for like 5 hours.
Wow. Valid.
At least you were productive.
Thank you.
Probably on just the floor in Fails. Like, just tired of sitting, just go to the floor.
I would say the car while charging at the supercharger.
I think Southern Prohibition.
Wait, elaborate on that?
Wait.
Like, yeah, we want to hear this, actually.
Yeah, it's a bar, but I don't drink. But I just went there for the vibes, and it helped.
It's vibey.
Lab horror story. All right, let's skip that. One thing you will never miss about this year? Or one thing you will miss about this year?
I'm not going to miss the weekly exams, but I don't know what the structure is like for next year, so maybe we'll get this
on to the next, so I'm not going to miss that.
I miss the delusion we had at the beginning of the year where we were like, oh, med school is going to be so fun. But now it's really busy. You can still have fun, but it's really busy.
I'm not going to miss, I guess, just like rote memorizing. Like, I feel like, I don't know, talking to you guys, it sounds very integrated next year. So I'm hopeful I'll memorize. Well, not to memorize, but I'll understand things more.
I think we will finally be able to apply the knowledge. Like, I heard some second years say ultrasound lab and finally seeing the real life settings more.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that was the end of the rapid fire with our first years. Until next time.
Okay, Karina back here with some first years. If y'all could go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Mia.
I'm Felicity.
And where are y'all from?
I'm from Canada.
I'm from Houston.
Awesome, well, so excited to have y'all here. So my first question for y'all, what surprised you the most about medical school that you've learned this past year?
I'm surprised with how collaborative all the students are and how much we help each other and how much we work together on things. It's not as competitive. There is a healthy amount of competition there, but it's not as cutthroat as I expected it to be.
I agree, and I really liked how much support we were able to get from our second years, including yourself, Karina. Like, literally took us under your wings and just helped us out with, you know, just navigating through school, just being so patient, and how willing everyone is, like, yeah, to just help out and ensure your success.
Yeah, I agree. I love how collaborative and, you know, everyone works so well together at William Carey. So my next question for y'all, what are you the most proud of yourself for this past year?
Honestly, making it
that's fair.
This far.
Yeah.
It's been like a pleasant surprise, especially like with OPP starting. Like, we all give the typical answer of like, oh, I want to practice holistically. I'm like, our OPP faculty even jokes about like all of us students giving that answer without knowing what it really means. But like, I feel like it's such a good course. It's definitely like helped me in a lot of like just picking up my clinical skills and my palpatory skills and stuff. And yeah, really proud of where I am currently.
I'd have to agree, like, you work so hard, like, getting into medical school, and, like, that whole process is so, like, you know, you're kind of, like, in a bubble, at least I was, so then finally getting here and then looking back and be like, oh, we just finished our first year, or, like, at the tail end of it, is, like, kind of a proud moment.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You work so hard to be here, and then you're working so hard to get through it, mm-hmm. and then you take... you forget to take a moment to like realize, wow, everything I thought I couldn't get through, I've gone through it.
Like take a step back and be like, wow.
Like how many tests have y'all taken? Way too many. Too many. You know, and y'all like killed it.
There's more to come.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a really important question. What do you wish your non-medical school friends and family understood better about your experience and journey as medical students?
I think like the time commitment that we have to have, like we may not be in class like from 8 to 5 or whatever it is, but even if we're not, we're like studying on the weekends, we're not always free. And like if we miss a call or a text, it's not like we hate you, we're just busy.
Yeah, 100% that. And especially with the transition, like moving to a new state, moving to, well, a new country for me, and just like giving us more grace sometimes, just like, okay, yeah, they're busy, like, oh, it's just a test or like whatever else, or like creating that space a little bit more.
Yeah, no, and it's so hard. It's almost impossible to like fully have someone understand, you know, what we have to deal with if they're not in it with us.
Because a lot of, at least my friends are like working now. So for them, like their day ends at 5 when they go home and they have their weekends off. Yeah. So our day doesn't end at 5, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
And no weekends off.
No weekends off, yeah.
Okay, so one last little rapid fire question. What's one word you hope will describe the next year, so your second year? What are you looking forward to?
Not the boards? Oh.
That's fair.
What are we looking forward to? Honestly, like, all the clubs that we ran for this year. Sorry, that's not one word, but yeah, like all the extracurricular clubs.
I don't know a singular word.
That's okay.
But like kind of putting everything we've learned this year together into like, into context, I think I'm kind of looking forward to, because right now it kind of just feels like we're, why we're learning this stuff. But I think once we see it in context,
hard first year to see the big picture, and then like Nia said, you can get a lot more involved, and it, you know, you start to center in on like what you're passionate like in, and it just starts to all come together.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of our guests today. We really enjoy hearing various perspectives from each one's take on the year. Now, before we sign out, I want to go ahead and get the take of the podcast team. Starting off, I want to ask everyone, what is one surprising thing or something that stuck with you as being a host of the podcast or from one of our guests? Karina, we'll start with you.
Well, it was so much fun. I think one of the things, one of the general things that I learned is just being okay with being not perfect. I think I get very self-conscious when I trip up or mess up on a word, especially with English not being my first language. And so I think just kind of, you know, getting over it, like getting over myself and just knowing that you don't have to be perfect. And also, I loved hearing Dr. Gaudet's story on how he accidentally chose the wrong residency. That has really resonated with me, and it's just something that's in the like back of my mind. Like, you never ask too many questions. You can never be too cautious whenever, you know, you're looking at something that literally defines your future. So I think if anyone hasn't listened to that episode, you should go listen.
Yeah, it was really a great take. Now we'll hear from Rabia.
So being a part of the podcast team, you know, we heard so many unique stories from our guests that we just wouldn't hear day to day. Like, for example, we had an incredible episode with Dr. Anderson earlier this year, and it was just truly refreshing to hear about his unique journey, not only as a young physician, but also in the many other roles that he's embraced. And he he offered many valuable insights on navigating student loans, personal finances, balancing the demands of the medical career with his family life, working both here at William Carey as well as in the military. And what struck me the most was how intentional he was in shaping his career around his values, not the other way around. So in medicine, he showed us isn't just a one-size-fits-all path. It can be your entire life if you want it, or a meaningful part of a larger, fulfilling life. You don't have to sacrifice your passions. You don't have to sacrifice relationships. Instead, it can be built as a life that reflects of who you are and not just what you want to do. And just hearing his story just reminded me that success isn't just measured by a title or a degree. It's measured by the kind of life that you want to create along the way.
Yeah, that's amazing. I definitely think that it's great how he emphasized creating the life you want for yourself and chasing after it no matter what. Jake, anything from you?
Yes. So the biggest thing that I took away from this past year as an OMS2 student and as a part of the podcast crew is that even though we are going crazy studying for boards and trying to learn all of our block-specific material, that if you put your head down and study, it is a tough year, but you have plenty of time to balance your schoolwork and stuff outside of school, like this podcast. This was a commitment, and being on this team was amazing, but it was a lot of work, but there was plenty of time to do this and balance all of our schoolwork. You just have to put your head down and stay focused, and you'll make it through it and keep your sanity a little. Also, I did want to touch on our episode with Dr. Anderson. One big thing that I took away from that I did not know previously is that when applying to residencies, he made a point to really impress on your audition rotations, and a way to do that is just by fitting in with everyone there and just being a helping hand and stuff like that. That the application and the interview is just one small part of the process, but really going on the audition rotations and showing them who you are and being yourself is a major part of that whole process.
Yeah, I completely agree. All of those things everyone has said so far is amazing. I'd like to share myself that the Dr. Roberts episode left an amazing impact on me. Hearing her talk about the importance of balance, especially when it comes to juggling a demanding career in medicine with family life, it was inspiring to hear how she navigates both roles with intention and grace, emphasizing the success isn't just about professional accomplishments, but also about being present for the people who matter most. Her perspective really resonated with me and served as a powerful reminder that while medicine can be all-consuming, it's possible and necessary to create space for family and personal fulfillment. Now we'll end it off with Noor.
Thanks, Seth. I think that is such a great question. There are multiple things that I learned this past year. One of my favorite guests was Dr. Godet, and I really just learned the importance of advocacy as a physician, because some of the patients that we're going to be working with, they might not be able to advocate for their own health, or maybe they don't have health literacy. So therefore, it is our duty as a physician to speak up for them, to guide them, to educate them whenever we can. And then on the other hand, just being a part of this podcast has made me realize how important it is to have a team. I am so proud of how far we have come, but this podcast would have been nothing if it wasn't for every single person that has contributed to it as a host, with all of their ideas, with their energy. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who listened to our episodes. We really, really appreciate it.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.